This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Catholics are taking a blow in Belgium as the Brothers of Charity are being compelled by the board of their psychiatric hospital to accept the killing or euthanasia of their patients by doctor prescription. Head of the religious order, Brother René Stockman, is not accepting the directive, saying, "I am confident that we have the right to refuse euthanasia. The inviolability of life is for us an absolute. But for now, both euthanasia activists and those antagonistic to the church are gloating." Look this week for an executive order from President Trump protecting religious liberty. The unusual means are necessary because religious groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor remain tied up in lower courts despite their victory last summer at the U.S. Supreme Court. Vice President Mike Pence continues working behind the scenes to strengthen this new order. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A British baby shows why doctors do not need abortion to treat mothers for cancer, as his mother took alternate cancer treatments. Researcher and professor Dr. Joel Brind says research going back 80 years shows so-called therapeutic abortion shortens mothers' lifespans, where a full pregnancy makes long-term cure more likely. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.